Praise the Lord, my lords, the mightiest, mightiest prophets of the Lord, please.
Oh, my Lord, the people of the Lord Almighty have spoken with me. And yesterday I came live on air about 4 in the morning, today really, but in the night. And in that conversation, I see the visitation of God coming. The country I'm going to, the meeting I'm going to, and that meeting, God the Father comes in a thick, dark cloud of His glory. The cloud that you see visited the children of Israel in the wilderness on Mount Sinai and led them all through until they entered into the promised land. So, again, there's a meeting that the Lord is taking me to, and then He will visit His servants. The Lord comes and visits me in that meeting in a very tremendous way, the way it was in the Old Testament. And He comes in a thick, dark cloud, very thick. And when the cloud comes, when He comes in the tremendous, most dreadful cloud of God, that is God Himself, you almost see two lobes. It's the same, but a little bit of a ridge that presents almost two lobes of His cloud of glory. So it's a very dreadful time that the people in the life of the church, Messiah is coming. The King is coming. So the nations need to prepare. The Messiah is coming. There's a meeting I'm going to, and then God Almighty visits me in the tremendous cloud of His glory. And this time is dreadful, is much more dreadful than it was in Kisumu. Remember Kisumu, December 2019. But this time, as the cloud of God descends to His servants, so we are looking, everybody looks up, is able to see Him as He comes in the dreadful cloud of His glory. And people almost run away. It's very scary. It's scary. They almost run away. I don't know which country or which meeting this is, but I know that Venezuela is ahead of us here with many cities, about 5 cities. And I've seen the meetings in Venezuela, very massive. A big hunger. I see a lot of people gathered to listen to the announcement of the Lord on the coming of the Messiah. I see also a huge gathering, healing service, and a lot of healing. This past night again, the Lord took me to Venezuela again. This past night again. In fact, today morning, literally. And showed me how it's going to be very, very happy people to receive the servants of the Lord with great joy. And see these sons and daughters are wearing glasses. I thought they sound like pavilions as I'm coming walking down here. But it's a powerful time. The Lord's attention is now focused on Venezuela. This is the time when the Lord Almighty is going to visit Venezuela. Yeah, cripples will walk away, the blind eyes pop open, the deaf ears pop open. I have seen a massive visitation in Venezuela. Very, very big visitation in Venezuela. In the mighty name of Jesus. But this time I'm going to visit, I don't know which city, which country, or which meeting. Venezuela is ahead of us here. There's a meeting I'm going to, and then God the Father does this, the glory. It comes to me in a tremendous visitation, very short visitation to the people. The Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. Lord Jehovah Adonai, Nana, Jehovah, sorry, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Eli, Jehovah Hashofet, Jehovah Shea, Jehovah Roki, in a very mighty way. Is coming to visit in a very tremendous way, a very powerful way. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the army, the Lord of hosts. Jehovah Hosseinu, Jehovah Elohim. Jehovah Eloheka, the Lord thy God. Jehovah Megadishken, the Lord our sanctifier. Jehovah El Gimor, the mighty God. Jehovah El Lam, my friend, the everlasting God of Elion, the Lord Most High. I've seen him fly up there very high, beyond this realm. He's coming to visit, and his friend. Coming, blessed people. Thank you.
Again, blessed people, the Lord Almighty is coming to visit. And that's why today I'm stepping forward and calling the Lord Almighty to visit his friends. He's coming to visit his servants in a tremendous meeting in the cloud of his glory. It will be such a tremendous visitation, a very, very powerful visitation, a biblical visitation, blessed people, a very, very tremendous visitation. So I stand before the nations today and I'm calling the Lord Jehovah to come from his throne and come and visit me, the mighty God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob. I'm now calling him publicly today on this day that he may come and visit me, visit his friends in a very, very mighty meeting. I see a lot of people looking. As he arrives, they almost run away. It's dreadful at one point when he surges, when he now comes to me. People almost run away. It's more dreadful than you saw in Kisumu. You know that these are the days of his servants, the ones who are now walking the face of the earth. And you know that this is a very critical time towards the glorious coming of the Messiah. You can see very clearly from the message the Lord gave at the most recent conference that there is a sense of urgency. There is a sense of immediacy. And that's why I'm announcing now that I have called Jehovah, the mighty God of heaven, God Almighty, to come and visit me in one of the meetings coming up. And I know Venezuela is ahead of us here and many other nations. But in that visitation, when he comes, people will almost want to run away. It will be dreadful, much more dreadful, because he chants. His cloud chants. He will chant towards his servants, and people will want to run away. A thick, dark, very dark cloud, darker. So the Messiah is coming, blessed people. And I say that is the Lord Jehovah El Olam, my friend, Jehovah Sabaoth, Lord of the armies of heaven, my friend, the Lord of hosts, the one that wakes people up every morning, give them breath. If he doesn't, they don't wake up. Jehovah Elyon, the Lord Most High, he is coming, blessed people. Jehovah Goel, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Mefalti, Jehovah Maoz, Jehovah Magen, the Lord our shield, Jehovah Mashi, the Lord our refuge, Jehovah Eli, the Lord God Almighty, the Lord thy God, the Lord my God, Jehovah Elion, the Lord Most High, Jehovah Adonai, the Lord God, Jehovah Bara, the Lord the Creator, Jehovah Yasha, the Lord our Savior, Jehovah Sori, the Lord my strength, Jehovah, the Lord, the God of glory, Jehovah Kabodi, he is coming in his tremendous glory, blessed people, Jehovah HaShofet, the judge, Hamelech, the king, he is coming, Jehovah Kabodi, is coming in his tremendous glory and power to visit me. Now I stand today before the nations of the earth, and I'm now calling upon God Almighty from his throne to come and visit me. And it will be very tremendous, very mighty. Most people almost run away. They want to flee from there as he surges towards me in the thick dark cloud, the way he did with us in the Old Testament. Time is over. The Messiah is coming. Thank you. Let the wise ones prepare and be holy on such a day, such a time when you commemorate how Jesus went to the cross to redeem you. The best you can do is to be born again. The best way to recognize and celebrate this day and mark this day is to really receive Jesus and be born again. And then walk holy and prepare for his coming. That is the reason he came to the cross on this day. That one day you may hear the voice of his messengers and prepare for the kingdom of God. Again, I'm announcing here that very soon God the Father, the Lord God, the Almighty God, Eternal, the Eternal God, Jehovah El Olam himself, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the dreadful God of Israel, is going to come and visit me. That's why today I stand before the nations and call him now to visit his servant. And it will be dreadful, very, very fearful, very dreadful, as he surges towards me now to come to cover me with his cloud. And many people will try to run away. Some starting to run away already. Some of them, all of them will be in their bellies down on the floor. These are the days we live in, because the mega prophets of the Bible are walking the face of the earth. It is just inevitable that this will now happen, because the Messiah is coming. Those who are wise can prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. Thank you.